5:03 in the Fast Lane. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker, and we have Take It or Leave It coming up in a moment. You can send your text in to the Hot Shots text line at 65780. Before we get to Teoli, Air Canada just needs to give up. Earlier this week, a woman woke up in her Air Canada plane after it had landed and had been deboarded. She said she woke up hours after it landed, still strapped to her seat in freezing cold and pitch black surroundings. Now, it's apparently happened again. This time, it was a 69-year-old Pamela Prescott. She is visually impaired and needed help deplaning due to a number of health issues. The plane's crew instructed Prescott to wait while they retrieved a wheelchair to help her off the plane, but they never came back. She alleges she waited an hour before a maintenance worker discovered her and told her that if she hadn't, she'd likely have been on the plane until 4 a.m. the following day when cleaning crews arrived.
Damn. How do we not see this person?
I think we should.
How does that happen? Air Canada, that's bad press. That's bad press. That's not good.
It's pretty hilarious.
It's not hilarious. She could have died.
That is funny.
She can't see.
She could have died.
It was funny yesterday when we acted like Randy was blind and I helped him across the street. Like, that was funny. This is not good.
Guy's second year Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield is scheduled to be married on July 7th. Baker Mayfield is 23 years old, and he's getting married on July 7th before his second year as an NFL quarterback. Take it or leave it, this will be the biggest mistake of Mayfield's first 10 years in the NFL.
Well, I'm going to take it.
Oh, definitely take it. It's way too early.
I haven't seen her.
Way too
early. I'm sure she's pretty and smart and just seems like a bad idea.
He's an NFL quarterback heading into his second year in the league.
Way too early.
Well, you know what? I'm sure it's love, and I'm sure that she is. You know, seeing the picture now, I think it's a pretty good move.
There's a lot of fish in Lake Erie, BT.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's probably a very nice lady. Maybe she's some kind of unicorn.
I bet she's an Instagram model.
There's a
Turns out she is.
There's a 100% chance she's an Instagram.
Johnny Manziel's wife is an Instagram model. Maybe that's a thing.
And
in Cleveland.
She cheats in marathons.
That's true.
By the way, fellas, there are 70 million Instagram models in the world.
Really? I'm
70 million.
One.
Me? You got a chance, my man.
Yeah.
Ow. How many of them are on Bumble? Probably a lot of them.
How many like rock chalk tattoos?
Oh, yeah.
No,
you might be fishing in the wrong pond with those.
That's what I think.
Yep. Maybe that's what that is. All right, as we know, the Cardinals start a 9-game road trip. Right now, they head to 3 cities, starting in San Diego, go to Seattle, then San Francisco before the All-Star break. 9 games. Take it or leave it, the Cardinals win at the very least, 6 of these games.
Leave it.
I'm going to leave it also.
I'm taking it.
I'd love to take
time
it
to
out
run,
home.
Run.
2 out of 3.
That's right.
That'd be
I
nice.
I would like it.
It would be nice.
Or I'd be happy about it. I'd be happy to be wrong.
Yeah. Write that down. It's happening. I really hope they win tonight.
Earlier today, we did play a highlight from Cubs closer Craig Kimbrell, who came in. And that, how about that for alliteration? It came in for a save opportunity for the first time. Now that he's a member of that team, take it or leave it, I can finally start hating on his stupid arm thing, which I hate.
I'll probably take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's holding it there. You know when you go bowling, that little air thing, so you could dry your hand? It looks like he's trying to get a little of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I remember wasn't it Rod Beck that used to just let his arm hang, and then he would then he would pick up
then
the ball
the
and throw it?
The shooter.
But this stupid arm, I hate it.
It is kind of weird.
I really weird. Dislike
By the way,
it.
The way you said Craig Kimbrell, it was just funny. I started laughing because I saw a picture of a jersey today.
Oh, it said Krimble?
Krimble.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fantastic.
Oops. Craig Kimbrell.
Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Take it or leave it. Before any real turnaround for the Cardinals this season, it will take a fight between two players at practice.
I'll take it.
Well, it works. I'm going to leave it because they don't practice much during the season.
No.
Yeah, I don't see a player fight happening.
Batting practice fight?
Yeah. That'd be something. I'm going to leave it.
Take it or leave it. The St. Louis Blues will win the President's Trophy next year.
Leave it.
I'm going to leave that as well.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it. And you know what? I don't want him to. I don't want him to. Well, bad things happen to President's Trophy winners.
Bad things happen to presidents sometimes, too.
Oh, it's true.
It's
Randy's
been a while.
Examples.
Randy, it's been a long time. This isn't the 60s anymore.
Yeah, well, ask Abe Lincoln's descendants.
That was the 1800s.
Okay. What about JFK? Dallas took our president.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Very aggressive.
You know, too soon.
It was two shooters.
Well, allegedly two shooters.
Oh, yeah, allegedly.
I've seen the grassy knoll.
Shooter.
I've seen the grassy knoll.
What'd you think? Was it grassy?
I thought somebody could have hung out here and done that.
Yeah. Cool.
Probably didn't happen, but.
Take it or leave it. If Isaac Bruce, in his prime, played in today's NFL, he would be a top three receiver.
Oh, in the league?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take it. The only guy that has...
He doesn't have the size of like a Julio Jones.
Right.
No. The only guy who has the ability to get in and out of routes like Isaac is Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is... He's not Isaac, but he's the only guy even close. Isaac would be so open all the time. Isaac was open all the time then. He would be so open all the time now. And then once he caught the ball, he'd run away from people. It'd be unbelievable.
Take it or leave it. The winner of the NL Central will have a worse record than the wild card winners.
I'll leave that.
Oh, I'm going to leave that as
well. Yeah, I'm going to leave it too.
Yeah, going to leave that. By the way, we get a great text in. It says from the 618, I wish they'd let the Cards players take their dads on this trip.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, buy a
suite. The Cardinals are due for a dad's trip, I think.
You know, I don't know why I just assumed that, and this is sort of off the topic, I just assumed that Yadier Molina was given a suite the Blues games. That dude paid for all that stuff. That's...
It's a lot of money,
and he paid for other people to come in.
I mean, I'm sure that they gave him a discount or something, but it sounded like Adam made it sound like it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. If the Cardinals are in contention, they make a trade deadline deal for Mad Bum or Max Scherzer.
Not going to be Max Scherzer, but I think there's a chance for Mad Bum.
Yeah, I'm going to take it. I think we threw around a few different starter names. Another guy that I don't know if I'm fully in on, but I believe that he would be an upgrade is Marcus Stroman.
Yeah.
He's another guy that will probably be available. Got another year left on his contract.
He's having a good year.
And they've got Ken Giles over there, too, that you can get thrown in. And he's having a good year. And he punches himself in the face.
So you like that?
I really appreciated the fire
last year.
It's
a spirit animal. It's BT's spirit animal. But what I don't want is for him to get a concussion. Because then we're in trouble.
He looks like he could take a punch.
BT's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. And take it or leave it, the Women's World Cup is helping the fast lane warm up to the sport of soccer.
Oh, it's awesome. I've already been in.
Yeah, these guys are huge soccer guys.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm behind it. I like it.
Me too.
We're not going to hear in the office. I actually, who turned it on today in the office?
You did, Brad.
That's right. I was like, dude, we should be watching the Women's World Cup.
Attaboy.
Yeah, no big deal.
Fantastic.
I'm in. And as soon as MLS gets here... Man, I'll know all this stuff. I told you guys when my kid played soccer this past, whenever it was, fall, that that's when I found out how you start a soccer game. I don't know what I was thinking in my head, that there was like a jump ball or like a face-off or a scrum.
You can't use your hands.
Apparently you just put it in the middle and kick it to one of your teammates. I had no idea.
So now you know. Be a radio. Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line 65780. Next up. You ask and you shall receive. We need your mic drops to the 101 ESPN app and your text to the Hot Shots text line. Shilt happens. What has happened to you that made you say, shilt happens? It's coming up next on 101 ESPN. So, guys, on Tuesday, as you know, I was just riding on the Katy Trail, riding back towards my vehicle when I took a spill and... I was injured, and my bike was injured. And as it turns out, my bicycle has a bad tire now that has to be replaced.
Oh, no.
Shilt happens.
It does happen, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And by the way, if you ever think that we don't listen to you, the listener, well, you heard that. I mean, we're doing a whole segment because that guy said so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
We will take your direction. I mean, if you have good ideas and you want to offer them to us, we'll consider them.
We always appreciate your mic drops with the 101 ESPN app. Let's get to our first one of the day. It's from Steven on 101 ESPN.
I was 30, fit, active, played recreational softball. The fans loved me. Then 40 hit, and I got a gut. Well, shit happens.
Mm-hmm. 30 fit. Played the recreational
the
softball. Yeah. That's all right. You can still work past that. You can be all right. That shield does happen.
Well, yeah, you've got that that stuff that you're always talking about.
Oh, it's delicious. You mean the 1DB Overdrive Fastback?
That's the one.
How about this from the 314? I manage a baseball team that is one game over 500. My predecessor got fired in this same situation. Shield happens.
Well,
wait a minute.
That's exactly what happens.
Wait a minute. Is he talking about Mike Schilt?
He might be talking about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Does Mike have a 314?
I don't think he needs to be worried about that.
Yeah. Let's get to James on 101 ESPN.
Hey, Fastlane, it's Beefy coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Love the show, by the way. I was driving around Wednesday, and all of a sudden my car started smoking. Next thing I know, I'm at the mechanic, and they're telling me my radiator fan blew up and punctured a softball-sized hole in my radiator. Well, I'm out $1,200, and I still don't have AC. Shilt happens.
Oh, that sucks.
That does suck.
It's a bad day.
That is a bad day. By the way, thanks for listening from all the way.
Yeah, we appreciate
that. Yeah, Beefy, too. Beefy sounds like somebody should be on this show more often.
From the Twin Cities, yeah. We love you listening on the app. You got the app up and going? Yeah, use it all you want.
Car issues.
Oh, my God, it's the worst.
Yeah, well, you've had some issues lately. Meat blew a tranny the other day. It did. His transmission went out.
Your car blew up. Oh, I thought that you were talking about something
different. No, his transmission.
Oh.
Sucks.
That does suck. Hmm.
From the 618, my 3-year-old son heard me say, damn it, and then he repeated that word several times over the next couple minutes. Should have said shilt instead.
No, careful.
Shilt happens.
That's harder, man.
It is.
Shilt does happen sometimes.
Hey, but that's a word you can get away before. When my kids were, my son was way younger, I forget which word I said. It might have been the S word. And then he said
what is the S word?
And my wife just looked at me. She's like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm sorry. That's my bad. I'll clean it up. It gets a lot better. It's way better at home.
That's a good thing.
And on the radio.
It does get better.
Yeah.
65780 is our text line number, the Hot Shots text line. And, of course, you can use the mic drop feature with the 101 ESPN app like Timothy has to the Fast Lane.
I got passed up for a job by somebody who has no experience. Shilt happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, somebody probably had the in. It was like, I know the big time boss, a friend of a friend, kind of get juiced into a gig. That one happens a lot.
Well, maybe you just have to learn to do favors.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I just don't think he's willing to do favors.
What kind of favors? Like mow your lawn? Like,
yeah.
That seems like a really weird favor.
Yeah, that kind of favor. Huh. Yeah. Lend a hand.
You think
any
so?
Any way you can. Yes.
I didn't even know that was a possibility. Like, when you're going in for a job, it's like, hey, is there anything I can do for you?
Is there? Yes. That's
I didn't
that's
know
exactly
that.
What you're supposed to do when you're interviewing.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what can I do for you?
I haven't had a real job interview since Babies R Us, I don't think. That was when I was like 16. Yeah.
How can we grease the wheels here? You know, how can we get this process moving? What can I do for you? That's what you do when you go in for an interview.
Grease the wheels.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the opposite.
Write these things down.
I see. Hi, I'm Randy Carricker, and what can you do for me today?
Oh, see, I like that confidence.
Yeah.
People go, you know what? There's something about this guy. You hired.
Next up with the Fast Lane mic drops is Devin.
The only deserving player for the Cardinals All-Star is John Gant. And you know who I blame? Mike Schilt. Thanks, Mike Schilt, for ruining Paul Goldschmidt, Matt Carpenter.
Schilt happens.
Schilt does happen.
Totally his fault.
Sometimes a perennial all-star and one of the best hitters in the league will come to your team and stop hitting, and it's your fault.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens.
Too much good information. Too much positivity.
That's
right.
But what
about really can't thrive like that.
Matt Carpenter for a couple of months last year.
He was great at the end. Had an awesome month at the end.
Was Mike Schilt the manager then?
Yeah. And went on a run.
Hmm.
It's all right. Look, it's Schilt Happens Day.
Yes, it is.
You say whatever you want.
Yeah. 6'5".
Oh, my God. Randy, I just got a car wash. I got an oil change and a car wash.
Oh, no.
And it's going to... thanks, Randy. Shilt happens.
Shilt does happen.
That's happened three times now in the last month and a half of me getting a car wash and it raining.
Tell me when you're getting car washes so I don't.
Right? I should really actually start looking at the forecast. It's not like this is hidden information.
By the way, tell the story about you and car inspections. This is awesome.
Oh, well, I hope that this is like a real thing or I'm not going to like find one. But apparently, because I asked my wife this, I asked her, so why have I never had, my car is like 12 years old, 07, so it's old. Got a lot of miles on it. I'm like, why do I never have to get an inspection? Well, apparently we live in an area where it's just far enough away from any inspection point that they don't make you go get an inspection.
Oh.
So I just continue to pay my registration every year, but I don't have to get an inspection.
Well, shilt happens, man.
Good shilt.
Sometimes
actually,
good shilt.
Because Randy had to go get a car inspection today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I never have to do that. And he's like, what? I'm like, meh, haven't had to get one.
That's
my car's
incredible.
Got like 185,000 miles on it. No inspection. Running like a champ, too. Fresh oil change today.
See, if keep you keep
cars,
it maintained.
Yeah, keep your cars maintained.
Yep, it'll
do
go forever.
Do all the things that you should do. Things running great. Yep.
Matt is next with a mic drop on 101 ESPN.
When I was younger, you know, probably 20 years ago, nice, healthy, fit, Army kept me in good shape. And now here 20 years later, a couple days ago, I got up and pretty much pulled a hamstring just walking to the refrigerator. So, yeah, I guess shilt happens.
Shilt happens, man.
Hey, it catches up quick. I find myself doing random stuff. And like today I was playing, my son wanted to play catch in the backyard and he threw one and it was just like way off to the side and I just lunged at it. And I felt like everything that was connected to like, I think my quad and then up through my groin and then into my lower back. I felt it all in one, you know, lunge for the baseball. I'm like, I don't remember that ever happening.
Out of commission, huh?
That's new. So it's baseball shape's a different shape.
That is the kind of shilt that happens as you get older, man. You should get that mentality stuff, right, Randy? Is it mentality?
If you are dealing with low T, then you should probably get into mentality. Two locations in Chesterfield and South County.
Yep, shilt happens. You might need it.
By the way, we get a text says, BT, aren't you in Illinois? We don't have safety inspections, just emissions testing. Emissions is what I meant. Emissions is
right.
Something that I don't have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until now, because I'm sure somebody's going to hear that.
Oh, they'll find you now.
I know where you live.
Oh, really?
I haven't paid taxes in forever either. That's crazy.
I thought you were supposed to.
Just kidding. I live on that side. I pay double. Pay double.
And we have one more. This is from Alan on 101 ESPN.
Yo! Fastlane! It's Alan! Everyone needs to stop with this shilt. Man. You guys are too hard on him right now. Everyone needs to stop. This is a bunch of shilt right now. Come on. The man just wants to win, all right? He wants to get some confidence to his players. Did he do it through the media or the fans? Sure. Is it wrong? Maybe so. But he still wants to win. Come on. Birds!
Alan's a guy that's got his shilt together, you know?
No
he
doubt
really
about
does,
it.
He really does, man. I like Alan.
One of my favorites. We're starting to get some regulars. We got Alan. I'm forgetting the gentleman's
name. Eric.
Yeah, Eric the
Ronge guy.
The Ronge guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
His name is Eric.
I mean maybe Beefy's gonna call in more.
That'd be good.
I think that'd be good.
Well, I
feel like regulars are a nice thing.
We always appreciate when our female listeners participate in the show too with the mic drop feature with the 101 ESPN app. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. Coming up next. It's Friday. The weekend is ahead of us, and this is one of your last chances to pick our brains. We need your questions, no matter what they are. Get them into the Hot Shots text line, 65780, because the Sports Six-Pack is coming your way on 101 ESPN. Before we get to your questions, our Blues insider from The Athletic, Jeremy Rutherford, tweeted earlier today, many clubs are expressing interest in Pat Maroon. His ability to play the Blues heavy style game is the attraction. Not to oversimplify the situation, but it seems like it'll come down to more money and term versus playing at home again. So there's JR's latest on Patrick Maroon. With your questions to the Hot Shots text line 65780 for us, here is Big Sizz.
With the Blues' tough start or tough part of the season in the winter,
After the turnaround in future seasons, when they start out bad, they start out slow, is the mindset going to be different? Like,
nope.
Giving them more patience?
No, that's not how fans work. You react right off the bat, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah. I think that for the most part, we'll continue to react to game in, game out, while knowing that knowing the rational thing is to know that there's a long view. I think that it's going to be very hard to fight your instincts of overreacting to what you're seeing in front of you.
And I'm just going to try to keep it real here.
Well, that's what you do, Randy, since you got that tattoo.
But the Blues have removed the partial plans, the weekend plans, the 12-game plans, from what I understand, from their inventory, and you either have to get a half season or a full season plan. You'll probably have a lot of new fans that are spending a lot of money for the first time, and their expectation is going to be to see playoff quality hockey every night.
I think it's I don't think it's unreasonable for people to want that. What's unreasonable is to expect them to win the cup a second straight year. That's not reasonable to think they need to do that or you're going to be upset. But they should still play good hockey next year.
But you can't play like you play in the playoffs for 82 games. It's physically impossible.
No. I believe people are understanding of that. But it was 2.5 of really bad months of hockey last year.
We asked for any and all questions. We got them. Do you guys like beans?
What kind of beans?
Human beans?
Pork and beans?
Kidney beans? I have no idea.
Green beans? I like green beans.
I like beans.
Is there a bean that I'm not a huge fan of, like, lima beans.
They're really gross.
Butter beans.
Yeah. What about garbanzo beans?
Love garbanzos.
Like those?
But I don't like hummus. Beans? Chickpeas. Yeah, what's the difference between chickpeas and garbanzos?
Don't.
Randy.
No. Don't.
They're the same.
Something about your face. I don't know.
I think I do. I think
hummus.
I do like beans. I don't like hummus.
I'm not a hummus guy, but
I don't like the texture.
I'm the same way.
My wife buys it all the time. She loves it.
What about Boston baked beans?
I like baked beans.
Me too.
Boston
but those
baked?
Are like
those
candy.
Are like candy. I don't like those. Those are gross.
I'm okay. Oh, you talking about the candy ones?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
But baked beans are good.
Yeah.
Like Bush's baked
sure.
beans with the Golden Retriever.
So,
that's
yes.
Awesome.
Well, that's a smart dog.
Roll that beautiful bean.
Anytime I go to a barbecue place, that's one of the sides I pick.
A dog?
Not the dog.
No, he only kicks those.
Why would you do that?
Oh, my God. Did you guys see the text we had yesterday? We were talking about cats.
What a say.
This is what our listeners come up with. We were talking about cats.
Inappropriate.
No, it's inappropriate. He says, I'm assuming that it was a he, because only he comes up with terrible stuff like this. But it was, the only bad thing about cats is there are so few recipes.
What? That was on the text line?
That was on the text line yesterday.
We're not going to read stuff like
not
that.
Funny.
Yeah, no, we're not reading stuff like that. It's terrible. So don't send it. Ever.
Mike Ryder has cats.
He does have
he
cats,
upset.
Doesn't he?
So sad. I mean, I'm not sure if he sees them ever, because, you know, they're cats. But he's got them. He probably smells them when he walks in the place.
That's the thing about cats. Cats smell way worse than dogs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's amazing. You would think dogs, as gross as they are.
Oh, they're the best.
They smell fine. Cats are awful.
What's that intoxicating scent?
Oh, cat pee?
I have cats. Meow.
I know you guys love your Mount Rushmore questions.
Yeah.
My favorite.
I love them.
Okay, here you go. Has this changed since the Cup? Your Blues Mount Rushmore?
No, nobody's made the Hall of Fame.
I was going to say, are we doing all time?
Yeah, I think I'm going...
We're going to smack Bennington just right there, right there in the middle.
Yeah. No, I think I still have Federko, Hull, and for me, MacInnis and Pronger. And that's with all due respect to all the other guys like Brian Sutter and Wayne Babbage and Wayne Gretzky and Cujo and all them.
Yeah.
Mike Liut.
That's fine. Yeah, no, I don't think anybody has jumped on this. But if you wanted to do your own and just slap a Bennington on it, I'd be totally cool with it.
Guys, we have some breaking news from the text line.
Ooh. What it is?
It's kind of serious.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
No, it's real now.
It's going to rain.
The bulletin is official. The Bush's Beans dog has died.
No way.
Yeah, that's according to our text line.
When did it die?
Multiple people. I don't know.
See, I thought Bush's Baked Beans guy died because, like, there's a new guy now.
What, the voiceover guy?
No, the guy that's
in the commercial.
Yeah, it's a different guy.
That dog looked really young.
Do you guys remember the dog's name?
Hold on. Oh, I'm thinking of the commercial.
People.com. Last year at Augusta State said that the dog named Duke is alive.
I don't know. Our text line doesn't lie, so I believe it.
Apparently it was, Mike Ryder said it was very recent.
Yeah.
On June 25th, Duke launched an Instagram yesterday.
I don't know, but if he did, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
So look for Duke, the Bush's Baked Beans dog on Instagram. I guess can dead dogs start Instagrams?
No, this is right here. It's the first story. It died last year.
How old?
I don't know. It's a CBS News story.
Do you think the dog before he passed, do you think that he gave anybody the recipe to those Bush's Baked Beans?
No, that's not something you pass along. Who is the comedian that said that was making the joke about every dog in every movie you've ever watched, that dog is dead?
I think it's a Louis C.K. It sounds like a Louis. Dog's dead. Benji, dead.
Oh, terrible.
From the Hotshot text line, 65780, what do you guys think about benching Matt Carpenter, making him a bench player with pinch-hitting duties?
I think it's going to be really tough to do. It's going to be really tough to do for multiple reasons. One of those reasons is while it looks like he's very far away from being the Matt that he was late last year, you saw him do it last year. You saw him turn the corner. And I think that there's a belief that he can do that again. And the second one is the contract extension that he was given. That contract is going to allow him an opportunity to play. I would love to see, though, a little bit more Tommy Edman, wherever you can get him in. The beautiful thing about him is he can bounce around the infield. He can play anywhere there for you. So I'd love to see a few more ABs for him.
At most, you're going to see a fairly even split of time with those two guys. But there's no way that Matt Carpenter sits the bench most of the time. He's going to get his reps, and he's going to get out there pretty much every day.
Before you guys were in radio, before you started your broadcast careers, what kind of jobs were you working? Anything maybe unsuspecting?
I played baseball. And then I worked at Babies R Us.
It's a good job.
Before I was in radio, I was an usher at the ballpark. And I also worked at a self-service gas station. And then the worst job I ever had was working for Bristol Myers during the baseball strike in 81. Where Bristol-Myers made some sort of deodorant. I don't remember what it was. But there were six packages of deodorant in a box. Then you'd put those boxes of six in another box. And then you'd put four boxes of those in another box. And then you'd put, like, two boxes in another box. My job was to put boxes into boxes.
Box master.
I was a millennial. I lasted a day and a half.
You quit your job?
Yeah, and I went to the boss at lunch, and I said, look, I just can't do this. Sorry. And so I quit after a day and a half. I just couldn't do it.
Some guys can't handle all that boxing. Good for you. Yeah, Babies R Us was a gig. What? My man! Yeah, that was my, like, first legit job. Now, I worked my way up over at Babies R Us.
Hey, wait a minute.
Who is
Hold
actually
on.
Not around anymore.
Did you guys call yourself Brew Crew?
We do now. Yeah, I don't remember which store it was, but it was in Vegas, baby. And started in the warehouse, unloading the trucks. And then they said, man, this guy, he's just dependable.
He's something.
He's a heck of a worker. You know what we're going to do? He's got a good attitude. We're going to put him in the toy department. So I was in the toy department. And this was at the height of Tickle Me Elmos and Teletubbies. And I don't know if you know this, but pregnant women who come in looking for a Tickle Me Elmo or a Teletubby sometimes aren't super happy when you're all sold out of those things. But I handled that really well. And then they said, man, we really trust this guy. We're also going to make him a cashier.
Nice.
I know. I kind of worked my way up the ladder over there. And honestly, I probably would have been running the place had I not just gone back to high school.
Brew
It'd
crew.
Still be in business.
Brew crew, baby. My man. I mean, my
the
people.
The brew crew. Awesome.
What is your favorite Hollywood dog?
Oh.
You got a bunch to choose from.
Snoop.
Yeah, ooh. That's it. Great call.
TV shows. Hizzle.
Oh, okay. Actual dog.
You've got Air Bud. You've got Lassie.
Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
Scooby.
I like Scooby.
Beethoven.
Nah. I liked that movie when I was younger. That was a fun one.
What was the one where, I guess they all, the dogs died.
Snoopy is like a very easy, I like Snoopy.
I'm going to go Old Yeller.
What the? No.
He's a nice dog.
Yeah, well, but then he had to get shot.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
He had rabies.
Cujo?
Cujo's the same sort of thing.
Oh, another dog that died. Spoiler alert. Probably all of the ones that we talked
Air
about,
Bud.
First of all.
Yep.
No, I liked Hooch from Turner
and
Hooch.
Yeah. That one makes me sad.
That was a really good movie. He had puppies at the end, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he didn't have puppies. He was a boy dog. But the other one had puppies, and they looked a lot like him. And he took a bullet for his owner. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
If you haven't seen Turner and Hooch yet, please don't worry about the fact that I just spoiled the end of that thing. It's a great movie.
We're missing some really big-time dogs here.
Which dogs?
Clifford.
The big red dog?
You literally meant big dogs. Okay, yeah. Marmaduke then.
Here's another big dog, the Beast from The Sandlot.
Oh, Beast was good.
That was a nice dog. And just misunderstood.
Spoiler. Come on, Ranj.
Sorry.
Who else? Who else are we missing?
We've got Toto.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Griffin.
Oh, Brian.
Brian Griffin. Griffin is smart dog.
Funny.
All right.
Hey, Brian Griffin gets around.
He does. He does. I was watching one last night when he was dating Cheryl Teague. to Quagmire. Quagmire was dating her before, love of his life. So he was trying to get one up on him.
Have you all ever seen Best in Show?
Yeah. It's good.
Great.
I think it's probably
great
very spot
movie.
On, too.
Oh, my God. With dog owners?
Yeah.
And how weird they are? Yeah. I love how the one couple is freaking out over the dog. They think the dog's like this
anxiety.
All this anxiety, and the dog just sitting there. Like, it's awesome.
Did you guys ever see the show Angie Tribeca?
I know, but it's TBS, right?
Yeah. One of the detective's names is Hoffman. He's a German Shepherd.
Oh.
I think I'll go with Hoffman.
That is funny. That's Quincy Jones' daughter,
Rashida
right?
Rashida Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
We got one here. That types like meat. Frank the pig from Men in Black. Oh, no, he got one back. He said pug. He got right back in. It's all his mistake, unlike
Frank the pig.
Frank the pig. Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Coming up next in the fast lane, a bare naked butt, a tattoo, and the love story that is sure to last.
All
That's
meat.
All next before an early edition of With All Due Respect on 101 ESPN. Early edition of... With All Due Respect on 101 ESPN, Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ranji, Randy Carricker. Before we get to With All Due Respect, instead of getting down on a knee and asking his girlfriend to marry him, 32-year-old Dustin Marshall decided to moon her during a game of pool.
That's hot.
But it was all part of his plan. Marshall orchestrated the game so he would get seven balled, which is where the black ball is sunk when one player still has all seven of their balls on the table. Apparently, he and his lady have a rule where if you get seven balled, you have to pull your pants down. And that is when the magic happened. The girlfriend noticed something different about his tushy, and when she took a closer look, she realized he had a tattoo of their cat, Pinky, with the caption, "Will you marry Meow?"
Oh, wow.
Meow. Wow. Will you marry Meow?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Yes.
She really did?
Wow. Uh-huh.
All right. Have you guys ever heard of getting seven balled?
Nope.
No.
Me neither,
It
man.
Sounds no. nasty.
Yeah. It sounds like three and a half. I don't
know.
Well, congratulations to the happy couple. It seems like they just have your normal, good old-fashioned relationship.
When you
those
said...
two.
When you read the part that he pulled his pants down, I thought you were going to say the ring was up there.
That's what I thought.
I don't want it that bad.
Diamond in the rough.
What? So I heard Bernie and Michelle talking this morning about the Cardinals dealing with an inviting schedule previously and upcoming, and it certainly hasn't worked out that way for the Cardinals, as they noted. With all due respect, the Padres and the Mariners are the Giants, and the Giants are all saying, man, the Cardinals are coming to town.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're super excited, but they're not as scared as you would like them to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Kind of wish they were, I kind of wish everybody was a little bit more scared.
Me too.
Yeah. Just going back off of that story we heard a minute ago, because I've never heard of games like this, of the seven-hold thing. With all due respect, I don't want to play pool with any of those people. I really don't.
That's kind of a weird tradition to have,
well,
isn't it?
That's a weird tradition, and then getting a tattoo of her cat with "Will you marry meow?"
Meow.
I just feel like that's just not my speed. They're in a whole different lane than I am. Mm-hmm. It's faster. It's crazier. And, look, I don't want to get in a position where I get seven balled out and about.
But this is the fast lane.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, we can't get that fast. Lane.
They're okay. Hoverboards, you know?
All right. And I was going to go a similar direction.
Which way?
With all due respect to people defending cats, we had some cat defenders yesterday and cat defenders today. No, cats are terrible.
Did we have cat defenders? We had a bunch.
We did yesterday.
Love people love if you love your animal, you love your animal.
It's not for cats everybody. Are bad. What was, I saw a sign today that said, if cats could text you back, they wouldn't. They're just awful.
I can actually just see it right now. Just looks at it and just sets it right down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're the worst.
I'm good.
What's the point? All you're doing is paying for something to live in your house.
No, Ronj. My cat's like a dog. Just
so
get a
cool.
dog.
Yeah, get a dog, exactly.
Big Sis, what do you got for us?
With all due respect, it's okay to use your friend's dirty laundry. To use your friend's dirty laundry.
To what?
What does this mean? Is this dirty laundry like information? Or is this dirty laundry like clothes? Because either way, it's not. It's not okay to wear your friend's dirty clothes, and it's certainly not okay to use any information that would go against him if, in fact, that is your friend. So, no. Even though it's with all due respect, you can say whatever you want.
But can you pick his nose?
No, you can pick your friend's and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Good advice.
With all due respect, the best thing about the Cardinals games out west is that I'll already have a couple of cocktails down before the Schilt show begins. P.S. Don't forget Eddie the dog from Frasier.
Eddie the dog from Frasier was well-trained.
Eddie was a Jack Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's no longer with us, by the way.
Eddie,
gosh.
Dead?
Dead.
All right.
Darn it. I'm guessing, honestly. I don't know for sure, but chances are. By the way, also, when you have your cocktails in, stay up for the post-game show. It's going to be great. Riveting.
I'll be tuned in.
No, you won't.
I'll send you a text. I'll prove it.
All right, good. Good. Oh, well. And I'll send you one back.
Okay. So you'll prove it.
I'll prove that I'm there, too.
Randy knows there's a feature on his phone where you can schedule a text message.
Is there
really?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where the hell was that years ago?
I'm an Android guy.
At home,
sure?
In bed, not hammered at the
one.
Bar. Where was that?
Yeah, you got one. Well, I don't know about iPhones.
Do iPhones have that?
I don't know.
Text in 65780. If, in fact, that's a thing where I can schedule a text to send at a certain time.
Here, Randy,
that's
epic. I don't know about you, but...
That's a game changer,
Randy,
if that happens.
It is, yeah.
Open one of your texts. Just any of them.
Okay, here we go.
Randy's getting a tech lesson here.
Enter here.
Enter.
This is like going to see the Geek Squad.
This is great. Settings or something?
Let's see.
You can keep going, Big Sis.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
We did get some clarification on the friend's dirty laundry thing.
Okay.
They texted back in from the 314. With all due respect, if you run out of toilet paper, you can use your friend's dirty laundry.
Oh, God, no. No, you can't do that.
These people.
Give me this. I'll look.
You really can't do that. That's not okay.
And I'm also going to send Joan a text message.
Don't run out of toilet paper either. I'll do that. Right. Buy ahead. Buy in bulk.
With all due respect, Matt Carpenter needs to at least try batting gloves.
Yes!
Yeah, that's the issue.
Hey, man, let's mix it up a little bit. Your swing
Wouldn't
looks good. The timing's great. What if he came up batting gloves, wristbands, like done up, elbow protector? I mean, totally different dude up there and just drops a bomb in San Diego, his first AB.
I like Randy, it. I'm sorry to inform you, I do not believe your phone has it.
We got a text from the text from the 314 says the iPhone can't do it either. So that's a problem.
So what Randy could have done is send you a text message.
So Meat can't send the you up.
It's a great game.
Meat, how many times a week do you send you up?
Once, twice.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Paul Goldschmidt.
You carpet bomb that text, don't you? You just
Paul Goldschmidt in the lineup tonight wearing number 46.
Dang it.
Edmund in third leading off again, though.
I'm telling you, that six is throwing him off.
You think
just
so?
Just like Randy's tattoo. He's off balance. Yep.
Edmund, Goldie, DeJong, Ozuna, Martinez, Molina, Bader, Wonger. I'm sorry. Edmund, Goldschmidt, DeJong, Ozuna, Martinez, Molina, Bader, Wong, and Waka. There you go.
All right. I like the Tommy Edmund.
All right. Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots. Text line 65780. Next up, things seem to be turning around for Tyreek Hill's future with the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll break it all down with the professor, John Clayton, talking some NFL in the week before the 4th of July. Next on 101 ESPN.